There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, I want to thank everyone, and it's kind of funny because we've got Daniela Walls, and what I'm going to do, I was just talking with Robert, even as the show was going on, I was talking with him on the phone, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up the phone and introduce Daniela, and Robert, they will be calling you. Hopefully we're going to have you on the show right now with, Daniela Walls. Okay. So I'm going to hang up now and I'm talking live. I'm on the Power Hour guest hosting this morning. This morning is the 15th of January in the year 2015. Yep, folks, we made it into 2015. Hey, we've got some great guests, our first guest, and hopefully our second guest will be joining us soon, is Daniela Walls. Daniela, are you with us?
Top of the morning to you, Larry. I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Definitely I can hear you, Daniela. It's good to be talking with you, and I'm very, very happy to hear your voice. Let me tell the listeners with the Power Hour a little bit about Daniela. Daniela is a national/international coordinator with respect to the Reverend Edward Pinckney campaign. That is the campaign to free Reverend Edward Pinckney. And, you know, Daniela, I'm going to go right to it. I like to get right to the heart of the matter. I'm going to ask you to give some background. As we work on getting Robert to join you, I'm going to ask you to give some background on Reverend Pinckney, okay? And why is it important even? Why should the Power Hour family be paying any attention?
Okay, we can get into what Reverend Pinckney is fighting for. We connected. I'm the chair of the Tax Wall Street Party, the national chair of the Tax Wall Street Party, which is a growing party. We got the highest percentage of the vote for any independent candidate in the country this year, besides one, Orman in Kansas, but that was a tricky race because the Democrat dropped out. And I also am a founding member of an organization called the United Front Against Austerity. And we became connected to Pinckney, to Reverend Pinckney, from the very beginning of the founding of the United Front Against Austerity. He came, he spoke via Skype, but he joined our founding meeting. He came to New York City to speak at the Left Forum with the United Front Against Austerity. So he's been a spokesperson for the United Front Against Austerity and a member of the Tax Wall Street Party for going on 4 years now. So we've been deeply connected. And I think it goes, people don't exactly know what Reverend Pinckney was fighting for. Mm-hmm. And there's an entire, Pinckney was an enemy of free trade. Whirlpool has shipped the jobs overseas, and we're also doing some work on this public-private partnership that connects what's happening in Benton Harbor to the larger agenda of public-private partnerships in general. Mm-hmm. And it connects us that Ferguson as well, where the financier interests loot taxpayers through non-productive infrastructure. They, in the case of Ferguson, they torched black businesses. That drops the property values. They collude to deny them the insurance money so they can bulldoze the communities out. And
hang on, Daniela. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a little short break. and we'll be right back and get into the heart and potatoes of this, okay?
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Oh, hey. Thank you. Great to have you back. Great to be back. This is Larry Pinkney. I'm having the honor and the privilege of guest hosting the Power Hour on behalf of our sister, Joyce Riley. What a pleasure. What an honor it is. Today is January the 15th. It is Thursday morning. So let's get right back to our guest. I believe, Daniela, you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Larry.
Okay, you hang there, you hang, don't hang by the neck, you hang in there for a minute, because I believe, thanks to our very able technical person, I believe we also might have Robert also on the line. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, Robert.
All right, this is Robert McKay, who, like Daniela, both of them are national/international coordinators with respect to Reverend Edward Pinckney and the campaign to free the imprisoned Reverend Edward Pinckney. Daniela had already started, Robert, explaining what is going on, why are, what's happening? Why are we even talking about this person, Reverend Edward Pinckney?
Right, what Reverend Pinckney is fighting for.
Right. I want to hear your take on this, Robert. Just cut in, so I'm going to turn to you. But Daniela, you cut in too, whenever. So we're just going to have this conversation, and the Power Hour family is going to listen to the conversation between you and Robert, and I'll cut in from time to time. So Robert, would you just go ahead and lay some foundation, and you do the same, please, Daniela.
Okay.
Go ahead, Daniela.
You go ahead, Robert. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Basically, Reverend Pinckney has been convicted on falsified jury information. Reverend Pinckney was he's an activist in Berrien County, Michigan, Benson Harbor. Reverend Pinckney was circulated petitions to recall the mayor of Benton Harbor, and that was after efforts of soliciting the mayor and other organizations, the NAACP, to fight for the people of Benton Harbor, and primarily black people in Benton Harbor. Reverend Pinckney led a fight against the NAACP, and he was successful in recalling the mayor of Benton Harbor. And after that was done, Reverend Pinckney was charged with voter fraud. They claimed that Reverend Pinckney falsified or forged names on the petitions to recall the mayor. He was arrested. He was tried and convicted and sentenced on December 15th to 30 to 120 months in the prison system there in Michigan. Currently, Reverend Pinckney, I just learned last night, has been transferred up to Marquette, Michigan, which is in the upper peninsula of Michigan, several hours away from where he was to be housed after he was sent from Berrien County. He was sent to Jackson, Michigan, to a introduction facility where he was being orientated into the prison system in Jackson, and he was to be transferred into this a different prison in Jackson, which is the G. Robert Cotton facility there in Jackson. But apparently Reverend Pinckney has been receiving an exorbitant amount of attention from the outside and including the inside there at that facility in Jackson. So apparently this is a retaliation move to send Reverend Pinckney to the upper peninsula of Michigan. It's like similar in the Soviet Union, where they send people out into the tundra to serve, and it makes it very difficult for his family to communicate and travel. Mm-hmm. So
This is all an effort to silence him,
right. In fact, I was just online looking at the location where they were sent Reverend Pinckney up in Marquette, Michigan, which is closer to Canada. And I was reading some of the bio of this facility and some of the general information where the general community gets involved with the inmates and having them participate in programs for rehabilitation. So I will attempt to reach out into this facility community to gather information as to who would be accessible to and communicating with Reverend Pinckney and back into the general population outside of or back into Benton Harbor and into other areas around the country.
The information about how to reach him at the Jackson prison was public, and thus, like you said, many people were reaching out, journalists, people were trying to get through to get interviews with him at the prison, and people were in communication with him. Can we find out a way as a group to make the information public for where he's been transferred so that we can start to make contact again? And do you think that's advisable?
Yes. Let me, if I may, Daniela, let me just kick in for 1 second. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. It's my understanding that, you and Robert point out, he has pointed out, he is, Reverend Pinckney is, in Marquette, the prison there. It's called Marquette Branch Prison. The address is 1960 U.S. Highway, 41 South. Again, 1960 U.S. Highway, 41 South, Marquette, that's M-A-R-K-U-E-T-T-E, Marquette, Michigan. The zip code is 49855. By the way, it's important when people are contacting prisoners, and in this case, Reverend Edward Pinckney, to make sure that you include on the envelope their prisoner number. So do either of you, either Robert or Daniela, do you have Reverend Pinckney's prisoner number?
I hadn't memorized his prisoner number. I don't have access to the internet at the moment to look it up, but his prisoner number I know is posted if you go to freepinckney.wordpress.com. It's on the homepage. There is a link to a letter from a lawyer to Judge Schirock, and at the top it'll say prisoner number, and it starts out with a 294.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're correct. The prisoner number is 294671.
294671.
But let's get back to so we're encouraging people to write him. Let's really keep this simplified so that the Power Hour family, you know, we all get it. Let's be clear. Let's keep it very simple. Nothing complicated, because it really doesn't need to be. Reverend Pinckney, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, but Reverend Edward Pinckney basically was framed, set up in Benton Harbor, Berrien County, Michigan, because he dared to stand up to the blood-sucking Whirlpool Corporation, which in turn controls the township of Benton Harbor, Berrien County, Michigan, and he dared to successfully or have a successful recall. He dared to exercise his right to constitutionally recall the Whirlpool proxy mayor, a guy by the name of James Hightower, who's really nothing more than a stooge, a proxy, if you will, of Whirlpool Corporation. Now, it's my understanding that Whirlpool Corporation actually controls the judicial system, controls the police, controls the is taking land specifically from the residents of Benton Harbor, Berrien County. And, of course, Reverend Edward Pinckney was struggling against all of that and trying to inform people, of that. So,
right. As Reverend Pinckney always says, this is not about Reverend Pinckney.
Right.
It's about economic and political rights. And I run, like I said, an economic political party. So we're focused on the economics that he was fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And these Wall Street networks in Michigan need to shut up Reverend Pinckney, because he was exposing, like you said, Lou, the emergency manager laws, and that Whirlpool pays no taxes, and the ethnic cleansing of Benton Harbor and Detroit. There's many layers, and people tend to – there's a mistake that Whirlpool is an industrial company like GM, but these companies are really hedge funds, Wall Street hedge funds in disguise, and they've shipped all the jobs that produce anything overseas. And I think it's only 2% of Benton Harbor residents are employed where they're headquartered. I believe it's 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that public-private partnership, which is nationwide, that I was talking about before the break, which that's systemic collusion between the government and big business for land grabs from poor black communities, where, like I was saying, they torch black businesses, drop property values, and then come in and enact the plan that they wanted to enact for, like, gentrification, which, like you said, is a fancy word for nothing more than ethnic cleansing.
That's excellent, and we're going to talk more about it. I believe we're getting ready to go into a break. And am I correct?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I hear the music, so.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And don't go anywhere, folks. Love you.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Larry Pinkney. I'm having the honor and privilege of guest hosting the Power Hour on behalf of none other than the great Joyce Riley. We love her. And I want to thank Joyce and everyone. I also also want to thank the technician who is really, really shipping me. Without him, I really don't know what I would do in terms of the power hour. So I want to thank him for all the work that he is doing. We have two special guests this morning that we are speaking with, Daniela Walls and Robert McKay, both of whom are national/international coordinators with respect to the Free Edward Pinckney campaign. Reverend Edward Pinckney, who is currently in prison. By the way, I want to mention that Reverend Pinckney was interviewed himself. He was on the Power Hour December the 1st just a month ago, a little over a month ago, the 1st of December. And you all pointed out, you and Robert, Daniela, that you pointed out that Reverend Pinckney has been in prison, and it's my understanding he was in prison on December the 15th, Monday, so really 2 weeks after being on the Power Hour. Now, having said all that, I'm known for believing in unity between black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. That is to say, human unity. I believe strongly in that, and I understand that Reverend Edward Pinckney has gotten a great deal of support, even from the diverse factions within prison. Perhaps that's also why they've moved into another prison. I don't know. But I'd like both of you, Robert and Daniela, to address, where is Reverend Pinckney coming from in terms of unity between people? I mean, this is not just a quote-unquote black thing. What is Reverend Pinckney's, Reverend Edward Pinckney's position on that? So,
What's happening in Benton Harbor is coming to your state and is coming to you no matter what color you are. This is an American problem.
Right. Yeah. I like the way you put that. It's coming to us no matter what our color or gender, for that matter. Robert, are you there?
Can you hear me, Larry?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Well, yeah. There's been a very diverse community support for Reverend Pinckney. On the day of the sentencing, which I attended up in Berrien County, Benton Harbor, the judge announced that he had read hundreds of signed letters from authorities, officials, community, family, friends, neighbors, and supporters to release Reverend Pinckney. But the judge would not hear this. The motions, petitions read, for him to consider releasing Reverend Pinckney were ignored. And he went on to say that Reverend Pinckney only had one letter that came from Benton Harbor itself. So he was given the impression that there was no support within Benton Harbor. But then the turnout there in Benton, from the community in Benton Harbor, was vast, because the courtroom, I went to several sessions of his trial, and they had to use overflow courtrooms with monitors to watch the proceeding. Mm. So the courtroom was packed, overflow courtrooms were full, so the support there in Benton Harbor was tremendous. Also coming outside of Benton Harbor from Chicago, I think some people there from Nebraska who made the trip there to witness, hopefully, that Reverend Pinckney would be released, because the judge announced that, and the prosecutors, that we have no evidence that Reverend Pinckney has committed a crime.
Wait a minute. You said, now let's make this clear. I think that's a very important point. What did you say about evidence? I think our listeners will be extremely interested. Please say that again. What about the evidence?
The prosecutor and the judge, both in their pronouncements, you know, their sidebars to the courtroom, stated that we have no evidence that Reverend Pinckney committed a crime here. Hmm. However, we will allow the jury to decide. The jury in that Benton Harbor, Berrien County facility, were all white jurors. Reverend Pinckney and Benton Harbor itself is over 96% black. And he was not tried by a jury of his peers. And they convicted Reverend Pinckney, and he was sentenced on December 15th.
Hold on, Robert. Hold on. We're going to take a real quick break. We will be back. Daniela, don't go anywhere. We'll be back very, very quickly. Take care. We'll see you in a minute.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Can you hear me? Oh, right. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Today is January the 15th. It is Thursday, 2015. I am Larry Pinckney, having the honor and pleasure of guest hosting on behalf of Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. Okay, we have two great guests dealing with the matter of the imprisoned Reverend Edward Pinckney, who was a political activist from Benton Harbor, Berrien County, Michigan. The guests that we have are both coordinators working on the campaign to free Reverend Edward Pinckney. We have Robert McKay and Daniela Walls. Again, Robert McKay and Daniela Walls. Now, I want to ask you both, and I want to first of all thank you both for coming on. It's deeply appreciated. But I'm going to ask a very cutting question. that I want to cut right to the chase, if I may, and I hope you both will answer it. Why should the audience, why should our Power Hour family, the listeners the Power Hour, why should they be concerned about Reverend Edward Pinckney? So in your own words, why don't I start with you, Daniela, and then the same question I am directing to you, Robert. Okay, Daniela?
Why? Yes, I wanted to mention one thing. You talked about color before the break, mm-hmm. and it's important to note that Reverend Pinckney has some very persistent enemies in high places, and they don't consider color. James Hightower, Mayor James Hightower, is black, and Fred Upton is white, and they collude with their witch hunt to silence him because mm-hmm. he's one of the only voices in Benton Harbor standing up to the power structure. We should take a lesson from this, how the power structure doesn't consider color. There are six billionaires that Pinckney is up against in the Upton family network, including a man named Aubrey McClendon, who is in fact the pioneer of hydraulic fracturing, otherwise known as fracking. So, and a lot of people, like you said, want to know what Reverend Pinckney was fighting for. And I know Reverend Pinckney was the enemy of free trade, which has been eagerly promoted by the Whirlpool Corporation. The U.S. congressman in Pinckney's district is this Fred Upton. He's the grandson of the founder of Whirlpool, and Upton was also the protege of a guy named David Stockman, who is the architect of Reaganomics. And since 1986, Upton has voted for every free trade sellout he could find, including NAFTA. And today, Upton, who's the central figure in Michigan politics, is the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. This is very important. This is a high, high post. The chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And let me explain what that means. That means that any bill related to trade, that means shipping your jobs overseas, regulation or investigation has to go right through Fred Upton. Energy would correspond to fracking, where he signs bills that allow fracking for his cousin, Aubrey McClendon. And commerce means he helps pass bills that allow Whirlpool to ship the jobs overseas. And this is what Pinckney was up against. And this is what we're all up against in America because all of our jobs have been shipped overseas. So if you and also to make Whirlpool pay its taxes, which Whirlpool, it's estimated it's anywhere between $10 billion at the lowest estimate and up to $20 billion at a high estimate in profit annually. And if you make Whirlpool pay its taxes, emergency management makes no sense. They pull in these emergency managers when they say that a city or a town or a district is bankrupt. If you make Whirlpool pay its taxes, then bankruptcy doesn't make any sense. So
what exactly is, for the sake of all of us, what exactly, when you say emergency management, break it down. What is an emergency management? I hear that it means being a dictator, but what exactly does that entail?
Yes, well, it's modern-day fascism, right?
Uh-huh.
So the Pinckney's fought against this emergency manager law, which is, in essence, modern-day fascism. This is part of this agenda to deindustrialize Benton Harbor. What an emergency manager does, I think a lot of people get confused and believe that James Hightower is an emergency manager mayor. There aren't emergency manager mayors. There are people that are appointed. They've trained somewhere between 147. That was what I read about a year ago. Now I think it's up to 175 emergency managers. They've only deployed a few. That means these guys have to go somewhere. They're going. They could be coming to your town. And that person has the powers of a dictator. They can sign off on granting public lands and public assets like to private companies, meaning they can take the art out of the Detroit Museum and auction it off for financiers in New York through Sotheby's. You have economic rights. People forget that they have economic rights. We've forgotten that because it's been a death by a thousand cuts over the last 30 years, 40 years. where they've slowly made us believe that we don't have any economic rights or right to public land. That park, Gene Clock Park, that spelled K-L-O-C-K Park, you can look it up, is what they wanted that park. And what an emergency manager can do is basically, by executive order, sign away your public land to private business interests. So it's a way to it's a land grab in this sky. And and the most recently, Pinckney has fought to make Whirlpool pay its bills and taxes to the city of Benton Harbor. That is what the recall of Mayor Hightower was about. Hightower was blocking a modest city tax bill, which would have brought $3.5 million to Benton Harbor and very quickly wiped out Benton Harbor's budget deficit, which was the rationale for having an emergency manager. So they say, so they come in, these Wall Street companies come in, they ship the jobs away, and they strip the community of its assets, and they say, hey, you're bankrupt. So people who are out of work don't have the money to because they're not making any money, so their taxes don't cover the bills. So they say, you're bankrupt. Now you need an emergency manager, and this emergency manager, it has the power to sign off on your public assets. What libraries are turned in, I experienced this in New York when we were running a candidate for mayor. Libraries, hospitals, and firehouses were being turned into private condominiums for rich financiers, stock traders in New York. And this is what emergency management looks like.
Okay. Well, thank you, because we need that breakdown. Hang on for a second. I'm going to turn for a minute to Robert. Robert, why should our listeners, and thank you, did a great job, Daniela. Robert, why should our listeners be concerned about Reverend Edward Pinckney? I mean, what does it have to do with them?
Well, the eminent domain laws, the Patriot Act, as Daniela stated, the emergency management process is being utilized, has been as a tool for the power structure to take over. It doesn't matter what color, what race they overtake. They have or they victimize. We're being victimized as a group, as a class of people, and the corporations, Whirlpool. These fracking entities that have come in and that are moving in. In fact, they're planning on fracking in Lake Michigan, in the waters of Lake Michigan near Gary, Indiana, and Chicago.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't realize that. That's great information, Rob.
Absolutely. And these people, and you have to go deeper into, and as you've done, Daniela, you've outlined the programs that these power structure supported people through the courts, through the municipalities. They have moved to take over, and they're moving to take over the world. And what I understand, China is being sold fresh water as we speak out of the Great Lakes here in this country to facilitate the lack of water systems that they have in China and around the world. Now, Reverend Pinckney exposed so much corruption in Benton Harbor that this is the efforts that they have utilized to silence him. And they're doing this through the prison system and the legal system there in Benton Harbor and Michigan. When they moved Reverend Pinckney to Jackson, that's where he was supposed to be housed. And it was stated on the outline information there at the Michigan Department of Corrections website. But then they've changed that once support has come in inside the prison and from the outside of the prison there in Jackson County. So they have moved to silence him, as you stated earlier, by moving him up into Siberia of Michigan, up in the northern peninsula.
This was the agenda to deindustrialize Benton Harbor and send our not only our jobs, like you were saying, to Mexico and China, but also our resources, like our water. So these people, it's like, you know, they're loyal to China. We better start, you know, to learn to speak Chinese. I mean, people also, I just want to think this is important, that people may not realize Benton Harbor might like look like a basket case today, the same as many other towns and cities in America. But just a few decades ago, when I had Pinckney on my radio show, he was talking about how it was a thriving blue-collar city, like, again, so many other places, with four times as many residents. Three-quarters of the residents had to leave because there were no jobs. They had to migrate to find work. And Reverend Pinckney told a story on where if you quit a job, a good paying job at 9 a.m., you could be hired by another company by 11 a.m. And if you quit that job by 1 p.m., you could be hired again by 4 p.m. And that was like most places in America. And my biggest concern is like we've lost that idea of what a proper American standard of living is for all of us, for black people and white people. And as Larry always says, red, yellow, every other color.
Absolutely. Reverend Pinckney, we expect him with the motions, notice of appeals that are being filed by his attorneys. And, in fact, all the legal stuff that he did, his conviction should be overturned. It will be overturned. And first of all, they should not have had Reverend Pinckney's trial in Benton Harbor because he was not he was not going to get a fair trial. And because he
absolutely
sold too much.
If we get this appeal, we got to take it out of corrupt Berrien County if possible.
Exactly.
Well,
the organization that we can, if you want to send donations to Reverend Pinckney, which he gravely needs right now, it's the BANCO, the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization. It's BANCO. The address is 1940 Union, UNION Street.
No, Avenue.
Okay, Avenue, I'm sorry, Avenue. Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you say that? Let me repeat it. Thank you. I'm going to repeat what you just said. As Robert McKay pointed out, BANCO, B-A-N-C-O, raising legal funds, legal efforts for on behalf of Reverend Edward Pinckney. So it's B-A-N-C-O, just as Robert said, BANCO, 1940 Union Avenue, and that's Benton Harbor, Michigan, and 49022 is the zip code, 49022. So you're definitely suggesting and asking folks to send whatever they can to help Reverend Pinckney in this fight against not only Whirlpool Corporation, but all of the lackeys of Whirlpool Corporation, the corrupt judges, the corrupt lawyers, the corrupt police. It's just, yes. So definitely, thank you for that information. We've just got a few minutes left, and I think at this point, if you all don't mind, what I'd like to do is to ask both of you, why did you get involved? Why did you decide to get involved? Because I like to personalize things, and I think our audience likes that too. Personally, Daniela, why did you bother to get involved with respect to the struggle for justice on the part of Reverend Edward Pinckney? And the same question would go to you, Robert. So we'll start with Daniela. Why?
Well, because what Reverend Pinckney represents is everything in the catalog of American horrors that I'm fighting for at my organization, the United Front Against Austerity, and the Tax Wall Street Party. This is everybody's fight. Somebody in my party made a parody poem of that old famous poem. It says, the parody was, First, the emergency manager came to Detroit, and I did nothing. First, it came to Benton Harbor. Then the emergency manager came to Benton Harbor, whichever one came first, and I did nothing. Then the emergency manager came to my town, and there was nobody left to fight for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what. And before we leave, can I stress the need for international action? Because I think that is so important. If you're in a foreign country, we especially need your efforts now. This is not just an American fight. Foreign governments can have so much influence right now because a lot of laws are being broken here, and foreign countries need to point the finger at America. And if you're in a foreign country, your government should protest the United States, to call in their U.S. ambassador and say, we protest what you are doing. You are violating the Helsinki Accords of 1975. You are violating the OSCE civil rights provisions. And Reverend Pinckney is on the United Nations radar. He met with United Nations officials a few months back. There's tape of that I'm still trying to find. But Reverend Pinckney is an internationally recognized spokesperson for the Michigan anti-austerity movement. And we are an anti-austerity party, which means taking the emphasis for paying these expenses and debts off of the people who have had their jobs and standard living stripped and put that onto Wall Street. That's why I'm supporting Reverend Pinckney.
Hang in there. We'll get back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right? And then we'll get to Robert. Hang in there.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
And Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to wind up this segment. Robert, can you say in 1 minute what prompted you? Why? Why did you get involved? And by the way, when this segment is over, if you all will just stay on the line, there might be some questions coming in for you. So, Robert, really quick, my brother, will you tell us why you got involved?
I was prompted because Reverend Pinckney is a human rights fighter. He's fighting for human rights. And what I saw when I met Reverend Pinckney, he was fighting the NAACP, which is an organization which is supposed to fight for black people or the Negro, colored people in the United States. But, you know, we've expanded that because we have other colored people who have been discriminated against or their human rights are being violated. And Reverend Pinckney, as we move into from the NAACP fight, and at the same time he was fighting that the corporation in Benton Harbor, the Whirlpool group, and the county of Berrien, so and the state of Michigan. So as we transcend from the NAACP's fight into where Reverend Pinckney is located now in the Siberia of Michigan and the prison up in Marquette, Michigan. So that is why I became involved, because Reverend Pinckney is a human rights fighter, a civil rights fighter, and I'm very much interested in that because I see, listening to the commercials on your station there, and that's a wealth of information because we've been projected into the future. Jobs have been taken out. People are left holding the bag here in the United States, where we joked about, and well, I should say there was a joke about sweatshops, where your designer clothes or your designer usable items were being manufactured in other countries and for pennies on the dollar and being brought back here, and the American population has been milked of its resources. People are filing bankruptcy, losing their homes, all because the jobs have been taken away and given to the corporations to dole out to enslave type operations to produce these products to bring it back here. So that is another reason why I'm fighting for Reverend Pinckney, and I think that anyone listening should consider what their plight of their municipality might be, the emergency management system coming in, taking over through eminent domain, or the FEMA's emergency management program, where they're the government body that comes in and assumes authority in your municipality or your locale, and you become a tool, or you may be eliminated from the whole process by being sent to prison, or eliminated from the face of the earth by being poisoned or just taken off the market.
Right, right, right. Well, I want you both to stay with us, if you will, because in the third segment, we're going to go into call-ins, and for those folks who are interested, and I want to emphasize that it's important, be we black, white, brown, red, or yellow, this is a human struggle. It is not a color struggle. And that seems crystal clear. So I just want to emphasize that. I'm so glad that you both came on. I want to also, once again, I do this all the time because our listeners are extremely important. Power Hour listeners are critical thinkers. They think, they read, they research, unlike, shall I say, a number of other folks that don't do this. Power Hour listeners do pay attention. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, and we'll talk some more. Folks, call in. All right.